KFM.
It's just after six, and in less than 21 hours, two of Tayside's top flight teams will go head-to-head in the Scottish Cup final for the first time ever. In front of close to 50,000 fans, I'm John Milne, along with Dave Galloway and Dick Donnelly. Evening, gents.
Good evening, John. Evening.
We're going to be giving you the ultimate cup final countdown ahead of St Johnstone and Dundee United going head-to-head to lift the silverware at Parkhead in Glasgow tomorrow afternoon. Coming up, we're going to hear from Saints keeper Alan Manis, United's mini Messi Ryan Gold. We'll hear from both managers and captains ahead of 7 o'clock, and also a couple of celeb fans from both teams. Before we look ahead to a historic day for Tayside, let's head back to Glasgow on the weekend of the 12th and 13th of April. There could only be two winners. Thankfully for us, it was the Tayside 2.
11 gutted Rangers players trudged off the park as Dundee United players applaud their fans. Goals from Armstrong, Mackay Stephen and Chiefchi have sent them through to the Scottish Cup final on May the 17th. Full-time at Ibrox, Rangers 1, Dundee United 3.
It's all over. The Saints will march to Celtic Park. Stevie May secures a May 17th Scottish Cup final place for St Johnstone.
So an unbelievable weekend for the Tayside too. And Dave, you've been spending quite a lot of time with both teams. And what's the kind of vibe and atmosphere you're getting from that?
There's a lot of excitement, John, a lot of pride that both clubs have got this far. Everybody is really up for it, but I think it's important that both teams play the game, not the occasion, and that's been the message that I've been getting from both managers. It's not been, they've both told me, it's not been a hard job in keeping the lid on things. You know, with the players, they're very focused, they're very level-headed as well, despite all the hype and the excitement.
And Dick, you've been involved in the sporting in this area, a local legend, for many years. Do you think this is potentially the kind of the buzz that's surrounding this game is just absolutely massive? Is this kind of the biggest sort of vibe that you've picked up on over the years?
Without any doubt at all. I mean, to be honest, as far as this area is concerned, this is the occasion, because it hasn't happened before. I think the pair, if they ever played a final against one another, it was probably the Dewar Shield, and you're far too young to remember what the Dewar Shield was. Anyway, as far as the tomorrow's game is concerned, I mean, it's just wonderful. And it's wonderful for not only the clubs, not only the players, but the fans especially. And they're showing that by the level of their support for the game. Yeah, I think it's a big, big occasion for both clubs. And I think you said it all at the end of your introduction, John. This is Tayside's Cup final. And you don't get all that many Scottish Cup finals without a member of the old firm being there. This is ours, and it's going to be a fabulous day.
I think for the neutral, Dave, we could say that both teams are very attacking. It should be an open game tomorrow, and it should be a great spectacle for people who, as a neutral, are going to be watching or listening to that game.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, there are terrific, absolutely terrific players on both sides. The two that obviously spring to mind, you've got May and you've got Chiefchi of St Johnstone and Dundee United, respectively. You know, both could be match winners, but there's a great supporting cast as well.
A lot of people are saying there's been a lot of chat, in particularly in Perth, about the superstition of May, who wears number 17 for St Johnstone. The 17th of May, is it actually written in the stars out there, potentially? I think a lot of people concerned with the clubs are trying to, you know, not get involved in any of that kind of chat.
Yeah.
But chatting of the players, let's find out from Saints keeper Alan Manis all about tomorrow's game.
Everybody's excited, looking forward to it, and obviously we've tried not to think about it too much over the last few weeks. Just been trying to focus on each game that we've been playing in. So since Sunday then, really, we've been able to now think about the game on Saturday. So we're all excited. The reason that we've got there is because we've treated other games like every other game, you know. It's important that we just, you know, do what we've been doing for most of the season. And we've had some really good performances. And if we can do that, then we have a good chance of winning the game. Well, there is no real way to predict it. It's a cup final, so anything can happen. And they've beat us this year, and we've beat them. So both teams are capable of scoring goals, and both teams can beat each other. So it's who's going to turn up really on the day, who's going to play at their best on the day.
It would be massive for me. I was lucky to have played in Irish Cup games back home and to have won them as well with Linfield, and to play in a cup final with Shamrock Rovers as well. And that was, you know, I'll always remember that, and hopefully I'll play on Saturday as well, and then I'll always remember that game as well.
I think something quite key there from Alan Manis is he's talking about, you know, and you mentioned this yourself, Dave, the start of the programme. It's basically, it is the guys have to be focused on, it's that one game. If you look at the stats, then it's obviously in favour of St Johnstone. They've taken three victories of the four games this season, but the mindset for tomorrow is just probably a blank canvas.
Yeah, well, the managers and the players of both sides that I've spoken to this week, John, you know, they say, forget what's happened in the four games, three wins to the Saints, one win to United so far in the league. Forget that. The slate is wiped clean. It's a cup final. Anything can happen, and hey, it probably will.
Yeah, and Dick, we've seen that sort of resurgence of St Johnstone of late, and a lot of that credit probably has to go to the manager, Tommy Wright, because he's doing something right, isn't he?
He certainly is. He's done a remarkable job. I mean, Steve Lomax was there for quite a little while, and he built up St Johnstone really, really well into a very attractive side. Tommy Wright appears to have stepped even further along the line, because as at the moment, as Dave says, I mean, St Johnstone are not only a hard-working, industrious outfit, they've got a lot of very, very good and talented players as well, and they play some lovely football. I'm really looking forward to this one.
I think one of the main surprising statistic of this is that in the 130-year history of St Johnstone, this is the first time that they've made that cup final. And even though if we switch it to Dundee United right now, a lot of the younger players getting involved in a final for the first time at a young age. But perhaps, you know, these guys might think to themselves, well, look at St Johnstone, that's 130 years, their first cup final. And even though I'm a youngster, could this be my one and only cup final that I'm going to appear in? And that was definitely a thought. So, Ryan Gold.
You're never going to know when your next cup final is going to be. You might only reach one in your career. So I'm just going to have to make sure that I go out there, enjoy it, take it all in, and well, hopefully it won't be my last one. Everyone's just really looking forward to the game. Saturday can't come quick enough for everybody. They're all feeling ready to go, and hopefully we can pick up a good result. Everybody's the same. Obviously, this will be the biggest game of the season for us, and it's not one that you'll want to miss out on. But unfortunately, some people are going to have to. So I think even if I'm not named in the starting 11, then I can't get too down. Hopefully I can get involved from the bench and play my part. I've not been home too much to talk about it, but I think everyone's just eagerly anticipating it, and they can't wait for Saturday to come as well. Well, you could say it could go either way, because if you're going on like league standings, we're higher in the league, so, but then if you're looking at head-to-heads, obviously St Johnstone have got the better of us, 3-1 this year. So I think going into the final, it's very even.
There's Dundee United's Ryan Gold, and even being classed as the mini Messi, he does mention there that he might not be named in the squad for tomorrow, yeah, starting 11.
Exactly, John. It just goes to show what a terrific squad Dundee United have. Somebody so young yet so talented, and he's by no means guaranteed a place in the team. I mean, in recent weeks, Dick, he's not been in the starting lineup.
Absolutely right. He has made an impression, I have to say, when he's come on as substitute. But whether or not he gets a starting jersey for this very big occasion is definitely a question mark against it, I would think. He hasn't been a starter over the last few weeks, as Dave says, and as far as the big occasion comes, well, I really honestly don't know whether he'll start this one. I think Jackie McNamara just could look towards a bit more experience in the side.
I think it's probably a good headache for Jackie McNamara to have. You want to have your selection process being made difficult because these guys are fighting for a place, not through missing out on injury and stuff like that. If you've got these guys who are every single player tomorrow is going to be tuned into that final, and it's going to be playing for places, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right, John. I mean, you know, there is nothing like competition for places, particularly in a huge game like this, to really have everybody focused and raising their game up to the max. And it's going to be a tough job for both managers to pick their starting 11s. They both know what their starting 11s are now, but it'll be a tough job for them to, you know, explain, I would think, Dick, to the ones that are being left out.
Absolutely. I noted with interest the fact that Jackie McNamara did announce his team basically today. He's keeping it under wraps until overnight, but he had told the players, those that are going to be bitterly disappointed, and especially those that have taken the Dundee United to the cup final. As far as St Johnstone are concerned, I would suggest that it's a difficult situation, equally difficult situation for Tommy Wright, but not as difficult because he has more experienced players, and they can take the knocks, I would think, maybe rather better than the young ones.
Another big job on the day tomorrow is that of the club captains, who have to get the guys fired up extra special for that performance. We're going to hear from both captains of St Johnstone and Dundee United. This is TFM's Cup Final Friday, and that's all coming up next at TFM. TFM. This is TFM's Cup Final Friday, looking ahead to the first Tayside Derby Scottish Cup Final in history. Dundee United hoping to regain the trophy after the 2010 victory over Ross County. And for the Saints, like we mentioned, it's their first ever Scottish Cup Final appearance in the club's 130-year history. Tomorrow from 3, Parkhead is going to be rocking with close to 50,000 fans in full voice. And as part of our Scottish Cup Final podcast, we've been catching up with a couple of bands from both cities ahead of tomorrow's game. Saints backing comes from the Shrugs. For you'll be my friends until the bitter end. Percy Johnstone, my fair maid. She plays a game of hide and seek. It's quite universal as the experience of being a football fan in terms of the lyrics. And maybe the fact that some people take football more seriously than certain human relationships. Certainly, that's in my case, that's why I wrote it. Because I've always put football ahead of other stuff, and it's maybe affected my general life and my love life. And for United, local band The Cundies have adopted a slight name change ahead of the game, becoming Cundie United.
It's going to be a great occasion. And now the final's in the past, you've got the build-up coming out. The hype really gets wild. I mean, it's like Christmas Eve on the Friday night before the cup final, and you always hope for a beautiful sunny day, obviously a load of goals for your own team.
So the big match is tomorrow, kick-off at 3 o'clock, Parkhead in Glasgow. Guys, you are Tommy Wright. Tomorrow, you've got your team lined up. A lot of chat always falls to Stevie May, and he handles that pressure pretty well. But the team itself, absolutely solid at the back, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a great mixture of flair and solidity, which I think, Dick, in any successful team is going to have. And you know, talking about Stevie May, you know, and the supporting cast, you have to give a big shout out to Stephen McLean. He's absolutely fantastic, isn't he? Whether he's alongside May or whether he's playing just behind him, they're a terrific partnership.
They are indeed, and as you rightly point out, that's where the goals are going to come from. Who's going to stop them at the back? And that's their strength, really. They've got a very solid back four. They've got good defensive, sound defensive midfield players, and they're the ones that have seen off United 3 times out of 4 this season, and they've done it through sheer hard graft and no little measure of skill at the same time. So therefore, I think he probably will select as he's been selecting over recent weeks. He rested players against Celtic a week past Wednesday. He rested players again last Saturday up at Inverness, and they were just to give them a freshen up for tomorrow. And as far as he's concerned, he will have his very best 11 out in that park. He'll have made up his mind over the last couple of weeks, and this is it as far as he's concerned. this will be his cup final team, and they'll know it long before today, I can assure you of that.
I guess as well that the team itself is braced for the occasion, because if we head back to the semi-final, which was at Ibrox, another massive crowd there. And it was kind of a tale of two sides, St Johnstone-wise, the first half compared to the second half, where the Saints came out absolutely in tune with that game and turned the one-goal deficit around against the Dons.
Yeah, absolutely. A well-deserved victory. And what Tommy Wright said at half-time with his team 1-0 down, whatever he said, my God, it was effective, wasn't it? Because they were like an express train in that second half. They basically did to Aberdeen what Aberdeen have done to so many sides this season. They pressed them high up the park. They didn't give them a moment's peace. They hustled, they harried them, knocked them out their stride, showed great determination and great skill.
Dick, when you were talking about the tactical work of Tommy Wright, and Dave just mentioned there how it turned around in the second half of the semi-final at Ibrox, how do you see St Johnstone going out tomorrow, and how do you think they're going to play tactically?
I think they'll keep it just as per usual. That's St Johnstone. That's why they've got themselves in the top six this year in the Premier League. That's why they invariably will stay there, principally due to the fact that they're a compact unit. I think he'll play as usual back four. I think he'll probably play the two holding midfield players just in front of them, as per usual. And then, of course, he's got the more technical players, the ones that the creative types, to feed the service into Steve McLean and Stevie May. So I think that it's going to be a very hard and purposeful St Johnstone side that will go out. And I don't believe for one minute what a lot of people are saying, that they'll go out and try and stop Dundee United. I don't believe that to be the case at all. I think St Johnstone firmly believe that they're good enough to win the cup. And I think they'll go out and show that on the day.
I think we have the confidence as well the Saints will have with the 75% of the victories this season. And let's hear from Captain Dave Mackay to see if that kind of increases the weight of expectation.
I don't think there's added pressure. I think the club, the fans, most of them that you meet will say we're delighted just to get to a cup final. So I'm sure Dundee United, their fans will be expecting to go and win the cup. So I think they'll have more pressure on them than ourselves, but we'll just get into it looking to play a normal game, and hopefully that's good enough. We've beat them three times, they beat us the first time we played them, but again, coming into a cup final, they don't count for much. In the semi-final, we played Aberdeen, hadn't beaten them all season, so we managed to turn them over, so I don't think it'll be a major factor, it'll just be who turns up in the day. I honestly think it's a 50-50 game. I'm sure the bookies will have Dundee United as slight favourites. They finished above us in the league, so possibly they deserve to go in favourites, but we enjoy being underdogs, so we're happy enough with that. I've not dared to dream about lifting at the weekend, but as a young boy growing up, I think every player that plays football dreams about winning trophies, and it's a great opportunity for myself to do that at the weekend, so hopefully that comes through. The significance we've got just now is handing out the tickets. It's been a pain in the backside, people coming asking you for stuff, so no, I don't think so. I think we've got plenty of experience in the dressing room, so there's plenty of guys here to pass on their wisdom to the younger players, and they're a confident bunch as well, so I think we'll be ready for the final on Saturday.
So there we go. Biggest pressure so far is everyone wanting tickets for the game, and a massive turnout by both sets of supporters. And as we were just hearing there, you know, we have to say that, you know, the league standings, yeah, Dundee United finished above St Johnstone in the league, but then you look at the stats, the Saints have won three out of the four games. Is tomorrow just all about getting, if you're Tommy Wright, does he just put that mindset into the guys that it's a completely different match? You know, it's a blank canvas. Yeah, we've won three of the four games, but we need to still stay focused.
Yeah, the form book goes right out the window, John. You know, this is a cup final. The slate is well and truly wiped clean. They're both starting from scratch. Past performances and past results against each other, I don't think they matter a jot.
Still to come, we're going to hear from Tommy Wright and Jackie McNamara. This is TFM's Cup Final Friday, and we're back next. TFM. This is TFM Cup Final Friday, and the countdown is well and truly on. Less than 21 hours to go until two of Tayside's top flight teams will go head to head in the Scottish Cup Final for the first time ever in front of close to 50,000 fans. Talking of the fans, there's a great buzz in both cities, but also far and wide, hearing of fans who are travelling from pretty much around the world to make the game tomorrow at Parkhead in Glasgow. And that fever has also reached the council chambers. We have Liz Grant, the Provost of Perth and Kinross Council.
With a win, there'll be a big celebration here in Perth on the Sunday, and there'll be a civic reception as well on Sunday, probably a bus ride around the town, or open-top bus ride. I've never done one of those, so really looking forward to that. So the team has got to win.
And for Dundee, it's Lord Provost Bob Duncan.
Well, we're all organised to have the civic reception, so please don't let us down or we'll have to throw all the rolls out.
I'm John with Dave and Dick in the studio until 7 o'clock, so we were focusing on the Saints ahead of tomorrow's game. Let's cross over to Dundee United tomorrow then, and we're talking about the Saints having such a strong defence and such a good unit, you know, so much more than just Stevie May, although he is phenomenal, and, you know, we're sure he's going to put in a great performance tomorrow. For Dundee United tomorrow, we know that they have the firepower. They've some games this season been scoring for fun, but they do maybe have that problem in defence.
Yes, I think sometimes with United this season, it's been a case of, right, if we concede two goals, we'll go and score three. You know, if we concede three, we'll go and score four, which is great as long as it works, you know. But I love the way they play their football, you know. It's Chifchi is the spearhead, but whatever three Jackie McNamara plays behind Chifchi, you know, it's like a front four, really, and, you know, it's great to watch.
Dick, let's head back to the winning side of 2010 in the Scottish Cup final against Ross County. Compared to the two teams now, how do you see things shaping up in terms of Dundee United tomorrow?
Well, as far as United are concerned, they went into that one, of course, odds-on favourites.
Yeah.
They might be marginal favourites for this one, but to be honest, I think it should be even money, both clubs. It's so very, very close, this one. I think there'll be one goal in it, and it could well come after extra time or something like that, because I don't think there's a great deal between the sides. United, it was mentioned there about United defensively.
Yeah.
United have lost six goals in the last two outings. That has to be a little bit of a concern going into a final. I'm sure that Jackie McNamara will have things all sorted out in the game, but that's a wee bit of a concern. And for both clubs to be going into this game, both clubs have only won two of their last eight games, league and cup games. Mm. But of course, one of the important two each time, yeah, has been Dundee United beating Rangers and St Johnstone beating Aberdeen. So, I mean, give me a coin and I'll toss up here, because it's so close as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's on a knife edge, absolutely on a knife edge. I wouldn't like to predict who's going to win. I mean, this could go all the way to extra time and possibly penalties.
My goodness, penalty kicks. Imagine penalty kicks deciding anything. Oh, when I was young, my goodness, to think that would happen. Oh, anyway, it does nowadays. It does. That's part of the game nowadays, and that appears to be part of the entertainment value of playoffs and cup finals and such like. But oh, I would hate to be in a team that lost on penalty kicks. I mean, it would be bad enough losing any cup final, but on penalty kicks, oh, come on.
How do you... if you are Jackie McNamara tomorrow, we know he's got the team. He's kind of sleeping on that before he actually reveals the team. How do you get the guys into the zone for tomorrow's game, talking about that, the sort of defensive problems, like you say, conceding so many goals in the last few games? What can he actually tell them to kind of reinstall that confidence they need at the back?
It's just quite a simple case of concentration. I mean, it's just the lapses of concentration. There have been a couple of occasions in the last couple of games when actual conditions, players have slipped. For instance, Watson at Celtic Park just last week. And the week before that, Gavin Gunning had a couple of slips on the surface. So, I mean, these things happen in game. And to be perfectly honest, I hope a cup final silverware is not decided on an error, because it would be horrendous if you were the one that perpetrated the error.
Yeah. I think heading back to 1994 for Dundee United, then I guess that goal... Dave, I know you've been chatting to, you were chatting to Craig Brewster on the podcast that are available on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TFM. He was saying that, you know, 20 years on now, he's still remembered for scoring that goal, but it was a defensive error there by Dave McPherson, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the big man was in the right place at the right time. It wasn't certainly the most spectacular goal he's ever scored, but hey, they all count.
Moving it forward to 2010 then, from 94 to 2010. And obviously, Sean Dillon is hoping to use the experience of lifting that trophy to pass that confidence to the rest of his teammates tomorrow.
It was just such a great day, such a great weekend. And the memories, you know, we have from that time were brilliant. I've no doubt that if we'd lost in 2010, I wouldn't have felt like that. So... as far as I'm concerned, just make sure you win the game. Young lads, like I said, they take everything in their stride. I think we've got a good mix about the team and the squad, and it's a great bunch to be involved with and to work with every day. So I'm hopeful that everything will go right in the day. I don't want to get into conversation about ticket prices and all that type of crack, but To have that amount of people coming out and buying tickets is brilliant. You know, I know there's been different things going on. I know United for All have done a certain amount to get to raise money to pay for tickets for those who maybe couldn't afford to go. I think it's magnificent. I have to say, it's to have that many people turning up, considering that times are hard at the moment. You know, so fair play to them. It doesn't go unnoticed.
So there's Dundee United's Sean Dillon, and talking about basically the fans coming together, showing the support for each team, and also the gesture there from United for All, who did the fundraising of splitting money 50-50 with a charity, and also putting that money towards buying tickets to let the underprivileged people of Tayside, United fans that is, head to the game. Something brilliant about football is that, yeah, we have this rivalry between teams and between fans, but the footballing family just comes together, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. And a great way to illustrate this, John, is a really, really touching, really nice gesture to salute the legend that was Frank Hoppell. He'll be remembered tomorrow before the game. This is fantastic. In tribute to his memory, his wife Amanda will take his place as Dundee United's club legend in the pre-match ceremonies at Celtic Park tomorrow. Now, together with Saints legend Roddy Grant, Amanda will walk from the tunnel with the trophy, raise the trophy to the fans, and then place it on a plinth on the pitch. I think I'm pretty sure Dick, the great man Frank, would have approved.
Absolutely, there's no question about that. Incidentally, he was one of the nicest guys in football. There's a few rogues in football, and I've been over the years, but Frank certainly was not one of them. He's just a gentleman through and through, and you're dead right. He'll look down tomorrow and be extremely, extremely proud that such a gesture is being made.
Yeah, it's a very fitting tribute to the man. Stay there, because we're going to be hearing from the guys who will be under a bit of pressure in the dugout tomorrow. We'll hear from Tommy Wright and Jackie McNamara. It's TFM's Cup Final Friday, and that's on the way next. TFM. Number one for Tayside and Fife, this is TFM, and it's Cup Final Friday. The hours are ticking away until two of Tayside's top flight teams go head-to-head in the Scottish Cup Final for the first time ever. Close to 50,000 fans going to be at Parkhead in Glasgow tomorrow. So far, we have heard from local bands, the Cundies and the Shrugs. Let's hear from famous fans, and for St Johnstone, Taggart star Colin McCready.
Well, obviously I grew up in Perth, so as a wee boy I went to my first St Johnstone game, and May 1979 against Dundee, and Saints won 3-2. It was a brilliant match, and I was 7 years old. So that's 35 years I've been following Saints, and for 35 years I've woken up in May on that Saturday, and Saints have never been in the Scottish Cup final.
She's the queen of daytime telly, and she rarely misses a game. Dundee United fan Lorraine Kelly.
That date has been, there's been a big red circle around that date for quite some time. So yeah, of course I'll be there. Yeah, looking forward to it, but at the same time, you know, these matches are always real nerve shredders. You know, you never quite kind of enjoy the experience because you're too wound up, I think.
So guys, we've heard from a couple of famous fans for both clubs, for St Johnstone and Dundee United. As a fan tomorrow, a fan of football, what can people expect from that game tomorrow?
I think we are going to get a very entertaining, open, fast-flowing game. It's going to be very pacey. It certainly won't be pedantic. It'll be very quick. And it certainly won't be a 0-0 draw, that's for sure. I think we might see a few goals.
Dick, you were talking about it's the first time in a long time that one of the bigger clubs, the Old Firm, haven't been involved in a final. For someone who's just a fan of football, a complete neutral, do you think this game actually could be, because 9 times out of 10 when the Old Firm are involved, cup finals were always kind of the one, the predictability was there that they would lift the trophy. True. Do you think for tomorrow, for St Johnstone and Dundee United, this game could actually be a spectacular watch for people?
Well, one has to go back to Dundee United's appearances in the past. They lost to St Mirren in the final many moons ago, and it was a terrific game. And then it's the game against Motherwell when they once again lost at Hampden Park. It was a classic. Everybody recognised it as one of the finest ever Scottish Cup finals. So the fingers are well and truly crossed that this one is going to be exactly the same as that one. That would just be fantastic for St Johnstone. Let's be honest, 130 years with nothing, come on, they'll be up for it. Their fans will be up for it. For United, they're looking for the hat trick of Scottish Cup wins. So I think it's going to be a terrific afternoon for everyone. And please, fans from both sides, behave.
Yeah, yes. I think we will have that tomorrow. I think the vibe that you pick up across the area is that of a sort of fun, a good bit of banter between the fans. And I think, you know, tomorrow, as Tayside makes its way to Glasgow, it's going to be a sea of blue, a sea of tangerine. But I think intermixing with each other throughout the day before the game and after the game as well, with a great friendly banter.
Yeah, I think great friendly banter, like you say, but it's going to be like a family atmosphere, I think. You know, Dick and I have been to many games between us where the atmosphere has just been pure poisonous, but it's not going to be that tomorrow. There's going to be banter, of course. There's going to be stuff like that. There's going to be maybe slightly unbroadcastable songs flying backwards and forwards, but that's all part of the banter. You know, there will be no malice.
We were talking to the players. We've been chatting to the captains and the main men, the head of the team, the managers, Tommy Wright, and how he has to work on the attitude and basically keeping the players focused on the game tomorrow.
I think it's a really positive attitude. I think, you know, since we got into the final, it's built up and it's built up as we get closer to it. But, you know, we've got to curtail all that excitement and what's going on, and we have now got to get focused and be ready for the game, which is, again, is going to be another great occasion for us, but we've got to make sure that we, you know, enjoy and embrace the occasion, but don't be overcome by it. I think there's been a belief, I think in cups, and, you know, you hear people say that we think your name, you know, going to be on the cup for this year, and there's probably been that little, we've had that thought for a while. And even when we drew Aberdeen, when everybody thought, well, you know, Aberdeen are going to win again, there was still that belief in the squad. And I think there is a strong belief that this could be our year. Statistically, I would tell you it could be our year with not having won it before. But, you know, all those things in the Stevie May thing and, you know, my 50th game and my 50th year and all this here, people are throwing at me. You know, they'll all be nice if you win it. And you can say, well, we were always going to win it anyway because the final is on 17th of May. What we've got to do is make sure that we're focused and ready for the game. And, you know, if we turn up, we believe we've got a great chance of winning the cup. Well, it would be nice to have started the season the way we have and to finish it with another victory. And, you know, we did ask them, you know, there's been a lot of excitement, and we did ask them, you know, to try and create history and, you know, get into the final. But really, the job's not done. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, we everybody's given us praise and plaudits about being the first St Johnstone team to be in the Scottish Cup final. And, you know, the job isn't done because we want to be the first St Johnstone team to win it.
So there we go. Unbelievable, actually, to think that 130 years of St Johnstone's history, this is the first Cup final tomorrow. And the thoughts there of manager Tommy Wright. So let's find out how Dundee United manager Jackie McNamara is feeling about tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. I think, you know, ones with nerves and everything else, excitement. But I think it's when, you know, the backing we've got with the fans, everybody going down there, all the attention there with the players, you know, just can't wait to get down there and get the game started. For me, it's, you know, very proud to be part of it. The backing there, and like with the else, you want to send them back up road happy and enjoy it with a trophy. That's what's all about. I've got no doubts that the boys can handle it. They've shown they're going to Ibrox, not for the final, but the semi-final, the importance of the semi-final, you know, and all the tension around that game, on and off the park. I think they handled it very well, but despite playing, you know, to their best, but they handled the occasion, and I'm sure they can go and do the game again on Saturday. When I say that to the players, and I tell them if they're left out, and I'll use my own experience for that. You know, I was left out at the starting 11 in 2001, and I came on and scored the first goal. So, you know, although they'll maybe not start the game, but they'll be a massive part in what goes on behind the scenes. I'm only taking things there that I think how I want to do things, not by how I want to be treated, but how I want the players to be treated, how, you know, even the build up to the cup final, try and keep everything as normal as possible. We've trained in the same facilities, we stayed along the road in the hotel for the first 2 days there, trying to make them relax and enjoy it. I think little things there, as I said, if I'm going to do things and if I fail, at least I'll put my hand up and say I've done it, trying it my way and believe in it.
Dundee United manager Jackie McNamara and his thoughts on the Big Cup final tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be suffering from CFI, that is Cup Final insomnia, this evening. A lot of chat about it feeling like Christmas Eve because there's so much build up, there's been so much involved businesses, local schools in both cities and beyond. All this chat about fans flying from all over the world to come to this final tomorrow. And you guys are going to be extremely lucky to be soaking up that atmosphere.
Yeah, well, the butterflies have well and truly kicked in for me, John. You know, I can't wait to take to the airwaves with Dick and just give all the build up to what is going to be a wonderful, wonderful occasion. You know, I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm sure, Dick, you are as well.
Absolutely right, and as I say, I really will be thinking tonight about the St Johnstone fans. I'm not favouring St Johnstone in any way, but to think it's been so long since they enjoyed an occasion like this, and my goodness, go out and enjoy yourselves. Both sets of fans, but St Johnstone's especially.
It's 130 years. It's May 17 on the back, 17 May tomorrow. Is it written in the stars what we're talking about? Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
I think any of us are going to get any sleep tonight. The excitement is building. You can hear live commentary of the game on TFM tomorrow, kickoff from 3 o'clock. Before that, we start our cup final frenzy from midday tomorrow here at TFM. So from us in the studio, best luck to St Johnstone and to Dundee United, and most importantly, if you're heading to the game, even if you're not, enjoy it, embrace the atmosphere. It's going to be a fantastic time, and it's very much a historic day for Tayside. When tomorrow comes,
TFM, your music,
your life.